This episode of the Dub De Dub Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs at MagicalMaraDesigns.com. We've got cute and comfortable Minnie and Mickey ears made to order. We've got Maleficent to Beauty and the Beast, Adventureland to Star Wars Land. Check them out at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the WW Review Podcast. I am Stacey Nyman, and I'm joined by my friend Chris Malik. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing very good. Thank you, Stacey. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I just got back from a meeting that lasted a really, really long time, so I was surprised that I actually got here in time to join the podcast, so I'm happy about that.
Okay.
And I ate my dinner of one slice of American cheese, so I'll be very excited to eat more after I'm done talking to you all.
Is that your budgeted amount? That's your allotted amount, is one piece of cheese?
That's what I could grab before I needed to log on. So if I starve and wither away, I'm going to have to blame the podcast.
Okay, let me just sidetrack the show right now. So was that processed American cheese, like in a package?
It was good old Kraft American cheese in the cellophane.
Yeah, see, I'm a fan of that. I just read in a magazine, I'm not sure what it was, or maybe it was even Channel 7 News, how they blamed, you know, they have this ubiquitous term, the millennials, that they blamed the millennials for the lack of sales of processed cheese.
Huh.
So, but I don't know, man, there's something good about a piece of Velveeta in cellophane, right?
Absolutely, and actually, I think I lied. I think that it's not even Kraft. I think mine might be Aldi brand. So it probably gets even better, you what? Know?
So it's German or something, right? It's Kraft with the dots on it, right?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that was nothing to do with Disney. Okay,
nothing at all.
We're bringing processed cheese back. That's what we're going to do. We're gonna restart the sales.
Processed cheese and gummy bears.
Okay, you haven't introduced me yet, but can I butt in by saying I was just reading an article online about, well, it was Channel 5 News, about how people are throwing cheese at their babies' faces and capturing them on Instagram.
What?
Okay.
American cheese, and it was sticking on their faces.
Amy Van Swole, everybody. Amy Van Swole is joining us today with the cheese toss. Okay.
I think maybe at our next WW Review meetup, we should maybe bring some American cheese and throw it at Chris's face.
It probably wouldn't even land, because I'll get it. I mean, I'll snatch it out of the air. And Amy, are you pro-processed cheese? Like Kraft or American Singles or Velveeta, or are you just like, I gotta have something different?
I prefer the not processed, but will I eat it on certain things? Absolutely.
Okay. I'm guessing that if Tim's around and I said, Tim, I'm gonna make you this great grilled cheese sandwich, put a little garlic salt on the outside with cheese, what would be his cheese of choice? Would it be Kraft American Singles or something different?
Kraft American cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Can I ask you guys, Stacey, I apologize, you opened the show, but I have a question for you guys. Do you mind if I throw something at you?
No, just not cheese.
It won't be cheese. I'm saving it. It's my cheese, all right? This is gonna continue on for a long time, I'm sure. These cheesy jokes. Anyways. So I want to talk to you about the gondolas for a second. Okay? So everyone's talking about how hot the gondolas are going to be on the inside. But I'm struggling to get this, thinking that you're in vacation in Florida, and it's hot everywhere. Is it a matter of airflow? Is that the concern? Because no one's ever complained one second about the people mover and hot, or the railroad and hot, or walking down the Sasagula and hot, or the Speedway in hot, or the Jungle Cruise in hot. So I'm not drawing the connection here. What is the concern about how hot these things are going to be?
I think the fact that they're higher in the air, I think, is what the worry is for some.
Yeah, I think that when people think about transportation, maybe they're not thinking of it as, oh, this is, you know, part of a fun attraction that I'm visiting. They're thinking of it as, you know, a way to get from point A to point B. And when they think of transportation, maybe they think of air, their comfort and things. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about why is it any different than any other thing.
Like, social media is crazy with people, and you see some really bizarre, like, comments of, like, oh, I'll never go on that. It's going to be so hot. Yeah, I can't believe it's not air-conditioned. But if tomorrow Disney said we're closing the People Mover, like, you would literally have people tattooing themselves in memory of the People Mover, and, like, mm-hmm. they'd be chaining themselves. But, like, no one's ever said, oh, my gosh, that ride's too hot, or so is the train. So I think it's all blown out of proportion. I think the Disney community likes to make big issues out of something completely not an issue. Now, there's obviously airflow. It's not the coffin of death going through the sky. I mean, there's airflow going through there. So, yeah. So I just wanted to ask you guys, because I was thinking about it yesterday. Like, this seems to be just crazy. So, yeah. Anyways.
People are afraid of change, I think. And this is something new. And, you know, it'll blow over.
Okay. Well, let's get to the show today. What do we got today?
Well, I think that we have Amy here for a reason. I'm pretty sure, at least.
Jeez. Jeez.
Gee, thanks.
No, she is our resident expert on all things Universal. So she is going to share with us some hidden secrets of Harry Potter and Universal. So I'm excited because I haven't been to Universal since I was 15. So I'm sure some things probably have changed since then. So let's see what she has to tell us. Yeah.
Well, like all things, whenever you're going to a park like Disney or Universal, it's not just about what you're seeing. It's a thing that your whole senses can take in. Your smell, what you hear. And that is one of the things that I have found in my research of the little hidden secrets. It's not just what you see, though you can look for little things here and there. There are a lot of sounds that mean certain things hidden throughout the park.
Huh.
So
that is very cool.
It is very cool. And so starting with Harry Potter just alone in that area, I found many, many things. But as you walk into Diagon Alley, you can actually hear the bricks moving like they do in the book and the movie. Water drips from the leaky cauldron sign. If you knock on 112 Grimald Place, where that's where the Order of the Phoenix met, Creature, the house elf, lived there. And if you knock on the door, or even sometimes if you don't, he will peek out of the curtain.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy,
that is so cool.
Yeah, that's completely what makes the experience. It's not just, like you said, it's not just a matter of what hits you in the face. It's like, even at the Disney parks and even at Universal, like absorb. Like, absorb should be the key word for everything, you know, when you go to vacation in Florida, is you pay attention to what's in front of you, but there's so much more all around you. That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
And, like, even standing underneath the Daily Prophet, you can hear typewriters typing. If you go behind, if you go to the restrooms near Hagrid's bike, you can hear, there's a radio station going. But if you go near the Three Broomsticks, you can hear Moaning Myrtle.
Oh, wow.
Planing and wailing.
Wow.
Do you see people noticing these things as you're kind of watching people in the park?
They do, but it also has to depend on how crowded it is. Because, you know, some things are harder to hear. Some of my favorites, though, are really elusive. Like, if you go down Nocturne Alley, which is very dark, even during the day, it's very, very dark, and you go back there, you can actually hear a coffin being dragged.
Wow.
If you go into Borgin and Burke's, you can hear the little bird that's inside the vanishing cabinet that during the movie you saw Draco put in the bird and the bird flew out. you can hear the bird inside there.
Wow.
So this is like next, yeah, this is like next level, like, and I don't want to use the word Imagineering because it's not. What do they call the people that work in Universal? The Universal
crew.
Creative? Is that? Is,
yeah, yeah, or crew members, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, those are just some of the things that you hear. Forbidden Journey, there's a bunch of things. Like, as you're going past the potions classroom, you can actually hear a professor talking. There's a picture of a sleeping wizard. You can hear him snoring.
Wow.
If you go behind a certain restaurant, I'm blanking on the name right now, but you can actually hear dishes being washed.
Wow.
It's just all those little tiny details. And that's just the things that you hear.
Okay.
It's not even the little details that you see.
Okay.
And, yeah, okay, so sometimes you can even make the magic happen on your own. So it's not just noticing, you can make things happen. So, for instance, when you're getting ready to go into Diagon Alley, there's a, you know, old-fashioned, the phone booths like they have in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You dial in 62442, which stands for magic, and you can actually talk to a Ministry of Magic member or some.
Wow. Is it a recording? Very cool. Is it a recording, or is it someone that actually is paid to what is it like, do you think?
I think it's just a recording.
Okay.
But, you know, just to get to hear it is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to Magical Menagerie, okay, first of all, when you go into Ollivander's, okay, I'm just putting this out there right now. You need to plan on spending at least $50 per kid per one.
That's true.
Because you have to do this. You get sucked in. They get chosen. There's this whole light-up experience when they, the wand chooses them. And, I mean, just budget it in now because you have to. But if you go to the Magical Menagerie, you can using if you're holding your wand, you can make all these things happen. You can actually talk to Nagini the snake.
Wow.
Mm.
There are also, if there's an umbrella that's hanging up over one of the stores, and if you shout out a jinx, that'll make water pour from it.
Wow. If you missed the opportunity to buy the wand there, though, Amy, they certainly have it in the Universal shop that actually is facing the Southwest, the TSA where the Southwest terminal's at. They have a whole bunch of those wands there as well.
Which is good, but it's just not as fun.
Yeah.
As
you know what? You're right. So I haven't been to Universal in ages, and when the kids went through there last time, they all were looking at wands, and I was like, yeah, we can buy some. And I'm glad I didn't. You know, I'm glad I held off on buying them wands.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. There's this one plant store, and if you do the special wave your wand, a fart smell comes out. There's a gift shop, and there's some blank parchment. You do the spell Scribulous, and a W-shaped spell goes on it. There's a shop near the lockers, and you can make the eyes move in the painting.
Wow.
And there's many more that are hidden. I know that when you go back in Nocturne Alley with some black lights, if you wave your wand, certain things pop up. So there, it's really pretty cool. Things that you can make happen are, for instance, going on the Hogwarts Express. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, when you're on the Hogwarts Express, when you're passing the mansion, there's this lightning scene that goes on. And the first time it goes, you'll just for a quick glimpse, you'll see Voldemort.
Wow.
Then it goes away again, and you really have to, like, check your senses because all you see is a tree.
Huh.
Cool. Really cool.
While you're on there, while you're in King's Cross Station, ask a conductor how to get to platform 9 3/4. They won't have a clue. But there's a little bit that the train is two stories. Okay, the blue uniforms on the bottom, they're the regular conductors. They're muggles. They don't have a clue. But if you go upstairs and they're in the red uniforms, they're witches and wizards. And they can tell you these things. Ask the conductor what time it is, and he takes out this most beautiful watch, this pocket watch that is unbelievable.
Amy,
details like that.
We're going to need to get like a copy of all these things so I can post it somewhere. Of all these specials, like take a screenshot of your notes and like send it over to me so we can
Oh gosh, you'd have to read my writing then, Chris. I better take it up.
Well, I'm not going to give you any extra assignments, but okay.
You know, go in the second floor of Weasley Wizard's Wheezes. That's what I love so much about this. Yes, it's kind of cramped and tight in some of these stores, but if you can go up on the second floors, things that are hidden away. You see so many little things that the normal, oh, let me just pop in here and look around, miss. Like, you can see Peruvian Instant Darkness Powder while you're up there. And if you look up at the skylight and just watch long enough, you'll see fireworks. You know, normal things like that. Oh, and back to King's Cross Station. While you're there, look very closely at the ads. Because in... if you remember the movie, Harry Potter sitting there, he's talking to a waitress, and across the way he sees Dumbledore, and he's by a perfume ad. That perfume ad is there.
Wow. Okay.
That's very cool.
So those are all sights and sounds. And yes. you mentioned a few of the smells. What else would like you pick up if you were using your nose and using scent?
Well, I can talk about the food.
Please do.
They have some very interesting things. Okay, so then your butter beer is the main thing that is sold there. They've also got a few ice. They've got an ice cream shop. They're known for their candy shop. For instance, their chocolate frogs. Okay, you can. They actually have cards in them that can be traded. And if let's say you get a duplicate while you're there, go up to the candy sales. They'll trade you for one you don't have. So just a heads up on that.
That's really neat, yeah.
If you go to, there's witches and wizards and honeydukes that you can trade with that are there. They have, in Diagon Alley, they've got the Leaky Cauldron, okay? You can get fire whiskey there if you're an adult. And just a heads up, it's supposed to be in the books. It's supposed to give you great courage while also burning your insides. you can get the butterbeer, and you can get pumpkin fizz at the Three Broomsticks. It's actually a combination of their pumpkin beer and their pumpkin juice and their butterbeer mixed together. Supposedly, it's very, very good. People like that. And they also have something alcoholic called a dragon scale. So what I like about that place, too, is they've got the traditional British bangers and mash and that kind of food as well. So it's not just burgers and fries. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool. So they serve alcohol and non-alcoholic drinks in the same location. Is there, so I know when I think, you know, and I'm just going to kick this back to Disney. So in like their new Star Wars areas, do they serve the same thing? Do they serve alcoholic and non-alcoholic in the same locations in like the cantina and stuff like that?
I believe so.
Yeah, there's been more of a push for that. I was just wondering, because Harry Potter, you know, it has a connotation of for children. So I was just wondering. So, okay.
Right. And just a heads up, too, you know, they've got Fortescue's ice cream parlor right there. But butterbeer ice cream is really, really delicious and wonderful. But sometimes the line to get in there is kind of crazy. Well, they've got this Fountain of Fair Fortune cart. And if you go up and ask nicely, they will go get you a scoop because they sell it there too.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
So you can cut into it a little bit. One of the coolest things I found throughout researching both the Harry Potter and the Universal is the throwbacks to the things that are gone. And there are 6 hidden Jaws references in Harry Potter.
Really?
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
You can see the ladder that from the boat.
Okay.
You can, and the Green Guts ride. You can see the shark jaws in one of the windows. You can, they're hanging behind some flowers. you can see a vinyl record that has Jaws on it, and you can see a kind of an honor to Quentin Tarantino.
Did you mean Steven Spielberg or Quentin Tarantino?
I was just looking over my notes and I realized Quentin Tarantino is not what I wrote very sloppily. I meant Quint from the movie.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. I wrote it down as you're talking, and I kept on scratching my head wondering what Quentin Tarantino did. But of course, Quint. Absolutely. Robert Shaw's character. Gotcha. Okay. Very good. That now makes more sense. I was like, I'm missing this one, but okay. No problem. We're good. How did you come across this information, Amy?
Oh, just reading the internet, reading articles, various different places. I compiled it all together, but a lot of it, too, was hearing people talk about things that they had discovered.
Wow. So it really, really is, you know, so I'm not going to go all pro-universal here, but
right.
When you're comparing vacation options, some people would have a I don't want to say a darker view, but like a clouded view of what Universal would have to offer down the road. But clearly, it's like the same thought process and careful attention and detail, cleanliness and overall immersion into the lands is like a super high priority. You can tell.
Oh, detail is amazing. Mm-hmm. When you step into that area, it is like you are in the movies. And I was even reading something that really caught my interest. You know, they've just come out with the whole Fantastic Beasts movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, they actually had built that part of the land before the movie was built, so they based the movie set on that part of the land that they had already built in Universal.
Oh, cool.
That's like the tail wagging the dog, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Oh, one of the things that I love, too, one of the things you can see, a lot of the stuff, you can't always see it, but if you stand long enough, and this goes for all across Universal, if you just stop, smell the roses, and watch, you can see things happen. There's a quill shop, and if you stand there long enough, you can actually see them recording the birth of a new wizard in the book.
Oh, wow.
There were a few places like that, that you could see things like that happen. And luck might come your way. So,
yeah, that's very cool. And it's I like that so much because it really, if you don't stop and take your time and really thoroughly enjoy your experience, you're missing so much. So,
absolutely.
That's really cool that they, you know, it's not immediate gratification. You know, you have to wait for it and you have to mm-hmm. just be willing to take chances and you know, it's very interesting how they set that up.
What was your favorite thing so far that you discovered, Amy? What was something that really surprised you?
Well, one of the things that I'm looking forward to doing myself, at Disney, we love the character interaction,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, interacting with the witches and wizards is cool enough, but if you go into Gringotts, you can actually exchange your money with a goblin for wizarding money, which is really cool. But if you ask him questions, the goblin, he will answer back. So some hints about what to ask him. Ask him if he's a house elf.
Okay.
And ask about the dragon. You get some pretty dynamic responses when you do that.
Okay. Huh. Cool.
Okay. And, you know, just being able to walk through, look in all the little hidden corners. Look for the little details. That take your time to be able to do that instead of rushing from ride to ride. I think it's just that's the part that makes it the best for me.
Yeah.
Now your husband, Amy, is a giant Harry Potter fan, correct?
Correct.
Okay. When you were telling him all these hidden details and these secrets, what was he most excited about? Because if I had to be honest with you, as far as Harry Potter goes, it's not that I'm not a fan. I just haven't seen many of them. I've seen three movies, and I haven't read the books. Stacy, I know you've read all the books, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're a way bigger Harry Potter fan than I, but I still found it really interesting. But Tim, I know, is a super Harry Potter fan. What did he find most interesting?
I haven't told him all of them. I told him he was going to have to wait for the podcast.
He's listening with a cup right now in the door right now, trying to
But the Jaws, I told him about the Jaws references and that there's six different things that go back to the Jaws movie. And he was like, we've got to find those. I was like, yeah, that sounded pretty cool. So I think overall, just taking it in and just feeling like you're present in that place is the most magical part for both of us. So, yeah. But just the little details are incredible. The only other Harry Potter thing that I heard was from somebody who knew a cast member there. And like I said, Borgin and Burks, super creepy, but awesome. There's this really creepy doll there. And when they were looking for antique artifacts to put in Borgin and Burks, they came across an antique dealer and they're like, asked about this doll. And he said, you can't have that. And they said, why? Because the guy said there's something not right with that doll. Well, that just made him want it all the more.
Of course. Like, literally. Like, you just told me to buy the doll no matter what the price is. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. And when you are around that doll, there is just this cold, really creepy feeling.
Okay. Ooh.
So it's there. Can you describe what it looks like so we can get a better look of it? I mean, if we Google
it? Well, it's pretty much like the only doll that's in that area. But. Okay. You know, it's kind of like from Toy Story with the eyes kind of going a little wonky.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, just kind of one of those old dolls that just something's not quite right.
Gotcha.
And there really is something wrong with this doll, so.
Well, you know, I'm absolutely going to go there and take selfies with it and try and, like, get a lock of its hair to take home. You know that's going to happen now with me, because.
Right. Good luck not getting kicked out there, Chris.
Yeah. Okay.
But selfies, go for it.
Okay.
I want to hear how you feel afterwards.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the possession happens in my house, but okay, very good.
Okay. All right, so that's just Harry Potter stuff.
Okay.
Which is, you know, amazing all in itself, but there are many things just from Universal in general. Okay, so starting on a much lighter note, with Dr. Seuss, there's an area where you can get on a police motorcycle and have a photo opportunity. But there's three figures holding flags up above your head, and the guy on the left with the glasses is Dr. Seuss himself.
Oh,
cool.
Really cool.
Yes. And speaking of that land, you'll notice, you know, that the palm trees in that area are really twisted and kind of whimsical.
Oh, I heard about this before. Yeah.
Yeah, they're from Hurricane Andrew.
I remember that they actually bought the twisted trees that were like juvenile trees at that point. They planted them. That's like great resourcefulness, you know, to figure out.
Absolutely.
Right? These wacky trees. Okay.
They are. So I thought that was really cool. And again, going back to what we were saying, how there's like throwbacks to the previous rides and things like that. At Universal, their queue lines are a little different than Disney World in some aspects, but they have a lot more videos and things to keep you entertained as you go. So watch carefully as you're going, because there's subtle nods to the previous attractions. For instance, in the Simpsons ride, as you're going through, watch for an animated version of Doc Brown from Ride to the Future, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, okay.
Because that's what that used to be. In Revenge of the Mummy Treasure Room, there's actually a gold statue of King Kong beating his chest.
Oh, cool. Really cool.
As you're walking there, even there's let me come back to that. All right, so Men in Black, sorry, the alien attack, there's lots to do with that one. First of all, you know, it's kind of like
It's a great attraction too, by the way. If you've not gone on it, Amy or Stacy, that Men in Black attraction is a really cool attraction. It's like Buzz, but like.
That's exactly what I was trying to think of.
Way better than Buzz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there's this guy, and he's got a Jurassic Park shirt on and a hat, and he's reading a paper. And when his paper drops down, it's a three-headed alien, but it's really Steven Spielberg.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Ah.
Cool.
And you could get lots of points for shooting him, as well as Frank the dog. Frank the dog is the little dog that's in the newsstand.
Okay.
And if you go in the second room off to the far right, if you shoot him, you get lots of points.
Okay.
So just a heads up on that. But on the way to that area, there are throwbacks to, there's this jewelry store facade, and it's Imhotep from The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Flaming Moe's Bar. Now, do you remember, I know you like The Simpsons, but in one of the episodes, Homer had said the flaming Homer, and it had to do with cough medicine and whatnot. And then flaming Moe stole it.
Yes.
And he made it the flaming Moe.
Of course.
You can actually get a flaming Moe.
Does it have cough medicine?
No, but it is orange soda with dry ice.
Okay.
So it looks like it's kind of that way.
You have to bring your own cough syrup.
Stacy, so it's been so long since I saw the Flaming Moe episode, but it was cough medicine, and somehow it was lit on fire, and they had to blow it out at the end of it. So, okay.
Yes, so just a heads up. They've got even those little subtle nuances on the way there. In the Marvel superhero island art, you know, there's these huge Marvel characters drawn everywhere. Well, Adam Kubert was the... And I probably pronounced that wrong, but... was the one who drew all these things, and they wouldn't allow him to sign his work. So instead, he put his name all throughout the park subtly. Like, you can see it in the Hulk's hand and things. So, you know, just stand there and just kind of look, and you can see it scribbled into his artwork.
Wow.
Several times.
Can I take you back for 1 second? You mentioned...
Yep.
You mentioned... I haven't... been on the Mummy attraction, but mm-hmm. Kongfrontation used to be there, which is what you referred to.
Right.
So, Stacy, prior to this, have you been to Universal?
Yeah, when I was 15.
Okay, was Kong still running when you were 15? Yeah, it should have been.
I have vague memories of it.
Okay. So, and this is a complete detour from what you were saying, but that Kong ride was one of the first rides that I really remember in Florida, even over like a Disney ride, that I really thought to myself, this is like completely different than any of the attractions I've ever been on before. And it was like the first attraction that I was really saddened when it disappeared, because it felt so different than anything else I've ever been on, was the Kongfrontation ride. I mean, it was cheesy, but like the thought... and like the build up and the queue and like the whole story going on, it was something that I, even as a youngster, I mean, I was probably 15, maybe 14, 13, somewhere around there, but I thought, this is really out there. Like, it's not a roller coaster, clearly, because it's obviously it's supposed to set in a cable car, but like really wild. So I was sad, and so it's really cool to hear they have Kongfrontation throwbacks out there.
Oh, they sure do. Yeah, so watch when you're going through the Mummy, watch for that golden statue of Kong, because mm-hmm. there he is. I know I had talked about this on my previous Universal, but not to the extent of the details that I know now. Rip Ride Rocket, which you'll never catch me on. never. If you hold the logo button for 10 seconds and enter in a 3-digit code, it'll play a different song than what the default song is. Okay? So if you type in, these are the only two I know of right now. If you type in 902, you get Rainbow Connection with Kermit singing.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And if you that is interesting, yeah.
Yeah. If you type in 310, you get Vogue with Madonna. So just some, you know, type some in. They don't go clear up to 999, but just type some in when you try it. Try different songs, and it's just kind of fun. Some of the more rare things, there's the Mythos restaurant, but if you kind of go back under the bridge behind it, you can hear a troll groaning.
Huh.
It doesn't happen very often. It's not like you can jump on the bridge to wake it up or anything, but occasionally it'll just randomly happen.
Snoring, angry groan, overfed groan, described, you know?
Just a grunting groan.
Okay.
Okay. And then one of the things, you know how when you're going, I know when I tell my family when we're going through Disney, if cast member stops to talk to you, talk back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have these recruiters going through Universal that will come up and randomly talk to families. And you could be selected to go and actually preview a new TV show that they're thinking about coming out. You give their feedback and they pay you for doing it.
Huh.
So smile and be nice, people, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So everything right. that we taught the kids about not talking to strangers, that goes out the window when you're on vacation. Talk to every stranger you can get your hands on. Make sure we can get
Do
paid.
Do not listen to Chris Malik right now, Chris.
Talk to Ethan Griffin, Sophie, Britta, grab, just start talking. Just talk to people.
If they've got a name tag, it helps.
Anybody. It helps. Just people. That's all.
One of the details, you know, near the Minions ride, you know, Minions love bananas, right?
Okay, of course.
Look absolutely.
Very, very closely at the trees because they're all banana trees near there.
Oh, that's
just kind of cool. One of the other rare things that happened that I think is so cool. Okay, I'm not a Jurassic Park fan. I know. I walked out of the movie.
What?
I know.
What?
It scared me to death. Tim is ashamed, but it is what it is.
Is Tim a Jurassic Park fan?
Huge.
Oh.
And the boys are huge.
I swear, you're married to my long lost brother over there. I just want you to know that.
I know, and he knows that too. But I walked out of the first movie because it freaked me out. Dinosaurs, I love the fossilized version, but I don't know, real life scares me.
Is that what I suggested a couple years ago? We go to the Field Museum to see the Jurassic. Like, I didn't get an answer back from you.
That's probably why. But but if you're in the Discovery Center and you just happen to be there at the right time and you actually are there when a egg hatches, you get the chance to name it and get a birth certificate.
Aww.
Like Hatchy McHatchling? Kind of like Bodie McBoatface in a way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in that Discovery area too, the little things to look for, there's like right next to that area, there's this little can of shaving cream, and you're thinking, why? Oh. It's kind of a throwback to Dennis
Nedry's, yes.
The DNA out. Yes. So that's what that is. They have New York, the whole New York area is a lot of fun. They've got O'Rourke's Bar and Grill. Well, that has to do with the character Kelly O'Rourke from The Godfather. Just like Disney, they've got this Metropolis Tribune windows, and they've got the names of the people who helped develop the park. And then once you get to the Empire Hotel, they've got a statue of Lou Wasserman, who was the guy who greenlighted the whole project. They have back in a little alleyway in that area, there's the Blind Pig poster. That is from Fantastic Beasts. When they go down in the speakeasy, you'll see that poster. It's the same thing. The same poster.
I'm almost embarrassed to say I haven't seen the Fantastic Beasts, the first one. I know there's two out right now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen either. And I'm almost embarrassed to say that I haven't seen it because I know they're good.
Oh, yes. Yes, we enjoy them very much.
Okay.
There's a Richter's Burger Company. This had cool history for those of you who love history. In 1906, San Francisco had a really bad earthquake. Okay. There is a replica of a statue that fell of Louis Agassiz. I'm not pronouncing that right, probably, but it's that same statue that fell over and like its head is buried in the ground.
Wow.
Like in a crack in the ground. It's just kind of cool. And I'm looking. Oh, but one of my favorite parts of all the hidden stuff that has to do with Universal is all the jibes at Disney.
Okay, tell us about this. Yeah, tell us about this.
Okay, so for instance, outside Shrek 4D, they poke fun at the Enchanted Tiki Room in Dumbo and some posters. But Simpsons really does it. They've got, instead of a haunted mansion, they've got haunted condo. They've got references to Pirates of the Caribbean, It's a Small World, Hall of Presidents, Jungle Cruise, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, a whole bunch of different things that have to that play off of Disney just in that area.
Really cool. Yeah, really cool. I think you have to. I think you have to kind of do it in a playful fashion.
Yes.
They know the right. It's like brothers. I mean, obviously, maybe they're probably putting each other out of business is what their ultimate goal is. But
right.
No, I think they actually need each other. I think.
Oh, I agree. Yes.
They're stronger together than they are apart, but they keep on upping their game to go and try and, you know, but yeah, really cool. But yeah, they have to do something. I wouldn't be surprised if there's stuff in Disney we haven't found out right now that is a direct slap to Universal properties.
But you know I'm going to be looking now.
Yep.
At the Quickie Bart there, if you pick it up, you'll talk to if you pick up the phone, you'll talk to a Simpsons character.
Okay.
If you go into the Duff Beer, you know everybody in the show thinks it's just Duff Beer.
Duff Man.
Right? It's all the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's different kinds. Actually, there's Duff Beer is just kind of like a amber lager. The Duff Dry is a dark ale, and the Duff Light is a pilsner.
Wow.
So just a heads up on that. And if you go in and read the menu, look very, very closely because the writers have written a bunch of jokes.
Cool. Really cool. The Simpsons.
So Simpsons.
And I again, we haven't been on this ride for a while, but I remember The Simpsons was a simulator, but like a multi-level simulator. But really, really good, like super good, and you know the way that it, what makes or breaks a simulator is honestly is how it's synced with the music and the scenery. If it moves in coordination, if something's off by just a millimeter, a fraction of a second, it's a terrible. It'll make you nauseous. Mm. But I remember getting off The Simpsons thinking, ooh, that was really, really good. That was well done. So, yeah.
Did you write it again and again and again?
Though? I think we wrote it twice, but you know me. I've quoted The Simpsons on Facebook hundreds and hundreds of times. So it was an important part of my childhood was watching The Simpsons.
Absolutely. There's a little secret entrance to Universal Studios that a lot of people bypass. But if I put it out here, then everybody will know.
Oh.
But if you go over, walk by the Blue Man Group venue, there's a little single entrance area that a lot of people bypass, but it's a way to get in a lot quicker into the park.
So there's a there's a gate there if you follow that area?
Yep.
I'm going to have to go and get on some Google Earth here quickly and figure this out.
So a lot, you know, a lot of the people who go all the time talk about that.
Okay.
So just a heads up there. You know, we're all missing Stan Lee these days. Mm-hmm. I know my husband in particular, Mr. Comic. But if you ride the Spider-Man ride, which I know is the older Spider-Man, but even still, you get to see Stan Lee four different times in that.
Cool. Really cool. I wasn't aware of that. I can't recall riding the Spider-Man ride. But really cool.
Yep. And
hang on. In what way is it a silhouette? Is it his voice? Is it his face? Is it a full? Is it just a like a portrait? In which way do you know?
I know that there might be a portrait at some point, but I know that there's at least a few cameos of him, actual Stan Lee.
Cool. Really cool.
And the last thing that I've got that was something that they were thinking about doing but didn't do. You know, they've got the huge Hulk ride.
Okay.
And it's green.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, the plan was to make that the Silver Surfer ride.
Hmm.
But it's right next to I-4. And they thought putting a gigantic chrome poster next to I-4 would be disastrous, considering I-4 is already a disaster.
Hmm. That's a very good point.
So, just thought that was an interesting little fact there.
Yeah. Hey, when you're done, I was thinking I'm going through all my lists of questions today, and I've got one for you as a travel agent on a Universal property. So when you're done, let me know. I've got a question.
I'm done.
Are you done? Okay.
Yep.
Well, here's my question. So when you fly into Orlando International Airport, mm-hmm. and you stay at a Disney property, you take the Magical Express.
Correct.
So let's say I'm booking a trip. And you're my travel agent, and I'm booking a trip. what are my options to get to Universal Property? What do they have a resort option like a bus or?
They do.
Okay, is it free?
No.
Okay.
You do have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Price isn't too bad. There's actually a couple of different options. The Super Shuttle is usually what we end up doing.
Is that what it's called, the Super Shuttle?
Called the Super Shuttle. And okay. What's nice about that is when you get down to that area of the airport, they hand you a beautiful folder that has everything in it for you before you even get on it on your transportation.
Like information?
It's got information. It's got your tickets. It's got everything. It's beautiful.
Oh, cool.
So you get you get treated like you are very, very special right from the start.
Okay.
There's just something about it. They've also got something that I do quite often. I've got clients who do split stays. So they'll go to Universal for a while or they'll go to Disney for a while, and then they need transportation back to to Universal and then back to the airport. Or from the airport to Universal and then to a Disney property.
Mm-hmm.
They have something called a take-two transport, and you set that up with them. They will take you, they will pick you up, you give them your flight information, and then they will take you whenever you want to your Disney property.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's that option as well, and there's also, if you're staying off property, there's some options there as well. So there's quite a few different options for you there. Super Shuttle's usually the most reasonably priced.
Do you know what that approximate cost is for an adult?
$40.
That's to and from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, 40
per
bucks.
Person.
Per person. I was going to say. It's not per family. Mm-hmm. It's per, do they have a family rate?
Kids
if you
are cheaper. Kids are cheaper.
Okay.
I don't remember offhand what they are.
Do they do the same thing with luggage? Will they pick up your luggage for you, or do you have to get your own luggage?
You get your own luggage.
You get your own luggage and you bring it on. Okay. And then what about like the take back to the airport? That's always one of the issues. I'll be screwy as it sounds, that kind of fuels my rental car desire when I fly, because I don't want to have to be at the Orlando International Airport 3 hours in advance of my flight. That might have been the standard a while ago, but I've never waited in TSA in Orlando for more than like 35 minutes. So I don't want to spend 2.5 hours at the airport waiting for my flight. So we literally get there an hour before the flight, hour and 10 minutes maybe. They get through TSA and we're comfortable. So
unlike me.
Are you the 3 hour person?
I'm the 3 hour person. I've had too many things go wrong.
Okay.
So, yep.
You know, we've not had bad luck with it. So what does Universal do? Is it set upon at a certain time, or do you call, or how does that work?
You can call, but they do try to push that 3 hour thing for that reason.
Okay.
They just don't want to get blamed for you missing your flight.
Sure.
So, you know, there's just, this is completely, it is connected, but in a random way. You know, with Disney too, comparing the two of them.
So my question is, if somebody is renting a car and they're, you know, or they drive like we would bring their car down, do they have parking fees at Universal? I mean, obviously, I'm sure that they do to park at the parks, but what's that like at the parks and the resorts?
At the resorts, it's $25 a night.
Okay.
So when you add that up, it kind of evens out then.
Yeah.
So, and especially since you really aren't driving into the parks at all.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're so close.
You're so close.
Right.
Exactly.
Got it.
So just something to keep in mind. And, you know, another difference is, too, with Disney, when you book a package, you have to book the dining plan for every day that you're there and tickets for every, well, not tickets so much, but a photo package, you know, that lasts the whole time that you're there. Universal is very different that way. They do have dining plans. They're a little different than what Disney has, but they do have dining plans. But let's say you don't want it the whole time. You can only have it for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days or however many days of your trip you want.
Ooh,
same with the photo package.
Wow, that's really cool. That's really, really smart.
Great.
Yeah, really smart. Absolutely.
Yes. So just wanted to put that out that is a difference between the two. You don't have to have it included in the whole package. And not only that, let's say that mom and dad want the dining package, but the kids don't. That's okay.
Oh. Yeah, really smart. I'm imagining a scenario where, like, Stacey, like, Britta is, you're going to have to pay the dining plan for Britta. What is she going to eat? She's going to eat a banana and some mac and cheese. And you're like, I just spent $57 today, you know, for.
Right, exactly.
So, okay.
You have that as an option. So just some different things I wanted to put out there that they have for entertainment. They've got everything from golfing to Hawaiian luau's too that you can be added onto your package. So, and they have character breakfast that you reserve ahead of time as well.
Okay.
But just different kind of things out there about Universal that a lot of people don't even have an idea that's even an option.
Cool. Yeah, that's great.
Amy, I've got one last question, not Universal related. Okay.
Okay.
And perhaps, you know, this could be the last question I ask because I'm taking up so much of your time today. I don't know if you saw, and Stacey, I'm not saying this because I know you guys have a unique situation. Did you just see that Southwest Airlines just opened up their booking threshold and the flights to Hawaii? Did you just see that?
I did.
They're selling. So how does that influence your decision for a Disney property like Aulani or flying to Hawaii? Because I know you were Southwest flyers and you have flown out of Midway before. That's your preferred airport based on your location. Does that make it more desirable to you all of a sudden?
Well, yeah. I mean, I looked at it right away. I tried to look up to see if there were actual flights that I could book online for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was going to work in my summer schedule anyway, but I had to look. And I couldn't find any for that low. Now, island to island, they were going for $29 a piece. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But getting to there, I could not find it for the price they were saying.
But just the fact that it gets there now for everybody who's got Southwest points, and, all of a sudden, my thought of going, maybe I'll go to Florida, and I'm considering Hawaii now, you know? So, okay, really cool. Amy, yeah. if anybody's got any questions on Universal or Disney, how could they contact you? Tell us about yourself.
They can find me on my Facebook page, Amy Vanswell with Magical Journeys, and they can also find me in the Epcot group. I'm very active in there.
Outstanding. Stacey, how can they find us and comment about craft singles, Borden singles, all these German-made singles? How could they comment about that?
Well, if you want to talk about cheese personally, you can always just message me at on Facebook, Stacey Nyman.
At Cheese Queen number 9. Okay, very good.
I'll have to go change my Facebook handle or whatever that's called. But otherwise, you can always message us at the WW Review or find us on Edcot or Twitter or Instagram.
So I think what we learned today is if we had any thoughts or preconceived ideas that Universal was second to Disney, even though Disney will always have a special place in our heart, I don't know, man. That gap is closing like quickly. Mm-hmm. Like by day, it seems to be closing quicker and quicker. And strange as it is, for the property that Disney has in the size, like you turn around and every other day Universal is buying up more property too as well. And they're buying different places and hotels and lands and knocking them down. And, you know, so don't look at the park up the road as the dark side. Look at the park up the road as more awesome vacation options. You know, that's what I would think. So,
well, the new Harry Potter, the Hagrid coaster that's coming out is going to be drawing a lot of attention. So be watching closely for that because the theming looks amazing.
I have no doubt. Okay, so for my friend Amy and for my friend Stacey, we'd like to thank you for downloading and listening. And again, if you have any questions, shoot us a question. You could find us on Edcot or shoot Amy a question on her personal Facebook page. Again, Amy, that is?
Amy Vanswell with Magical Journeys.
With Magical Journeys. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone. Bye.